Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, Daf Dalad, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, and we just spoke about Matnas Chinam. That's what we're talking about. The first Mishnah told us many different halachas regarding Maaser Sheni, and then it went off a little bit on a three-line tangent, which we're going to get back to, which spoke about Maaser Behema and Bechor. Once we're talking about what's able to, what do you sell, what are you not allowed to sell. But first, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to give Maaser Sheni as a present. So we're going to have three opinions in the Gemara. Who is this according to? Number one, the Gemara said, towards the top, maybe it's only like Rabbi Meir. Maybe the Mishnah that says that you can give a present is like Rabbi Meir, because which Rabbi Meir? Not the Maaser Sheni Rabbi Meir, the Mecher Matana Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir who says, by in the context of Yovel, about what fields go back by Yovel and what doesn't, so Rabbi Meir says, Matana is not like Mecher. So that's like our Mishnah. You're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni, but you're allowed to give Maaser Sheni. That is day number one. Day number two is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, different. Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi the Amora, right? Because he's talking about which the Mishnah is alike of the Tanaim. Dibri Akol, you know, the Mishnah is according to everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, or I shouldn't say Rabbi Yehuda, even the Chachamim who say Matana is Kemecher in the context of Yovel, no, here they wouldn't. Why? Because what's the Mishnah talking about? A specific case where you're speaking to somebody about what they ate at the meal yesterday, and it's talking about a case of the Bailim give the guest food, right? And that's the unusual riddles that they talk in. A person says to their friend, what'd you eat today? And he says, oh, I ate kayes, I ate summer fruit, which just means sheep, and that means it was bechor, yodeshu bechor. Or the other message of, well, what do you eat? Mon. I ate mon, and he knows that's Maaser Sheni. So, and the Gemara says, ma mon nitan b'matana, just like the mon was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matana. We didn't earn it, a little bit maybe, due to Moshe Rabbeinu's zechus. So Maaser Sheni nitan b'matana, so too Maaser Sheni. Okay, but the way that the Mefarshim understand that line is saying that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case where a person is invited to a meal, and that is where even the shitas that say matana is kemecher, and therefore you can't give Maaser Sheni as a real matana, but you could serve Maaser Sheni to your guests, right? And that's allowed. That doesn't look anything like a mecher, and therefore that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And the Mishnah could even be according to the other shita as well. Connected to that, you might say that Gemara is a raya, but it doesn't have to be. A raya to what? Right. The question is, so the Gemara says, oh, the Mishnah is about a case where you give somebody food. So that's, how do you finish that sentence? That's not a mecher or matana, there's no kinyan whatsoever, or you could say, it is, but it just doesn't look like a kinyan. Right? And that's the issue that the Ramah talks about in Evan Ezer. I mentioned this a couple of days ago. The Ramah, in the end of Simen Chav Ches, in Evan Ezer, in Hilchas Kiddushin, Sif Yud Zayin, says the Ramah, O Reach Sheyoshev Eitzel Balabayas, V'notel Chelko V'kiddush Bo. I'm eating at somebody's house, right? Somebody gives me a piece of chicken, and I take the chicken, and the girl next to me, you know, I've been dating her for a while, and Harayah Mekudeshes Li, chicken zoo. Does that work? Is that my chicken? Says the Ramah, Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes, which is mashma, that when I put something on your plate, it's still in my reshus, but the second that I give it to you, or at least maybe when you pick it up, right, then it's yours. It's not my stuff that you're eating, it's yours. So that's what the Ramah says. So how would you read this Gemara? Does this Gemara sound like it's not that? I don't think so. I don't think you don't have to say it's a raya that way, because you can say even if it is a kinyan, it doesn't look like a regular mecher or matana in the normal way. So therefore, it would still be mutter. Interesting, mefarshim on the side of the Gemara here, the Taz says here tamu alima od high piska, because it says in Chulin daf tzari dalid ein ha'arichim arshon litain mimashal lefneim lebeno olabito. Right? If you have a guest over, they can say, you know, could you pack some up for my son? Or they can't take without asking. So you see, it's not theirs, says the Taz. LMK not lirishus mi balabayas. V'chein pasak barachayim. V'chein kolshikesh lolitin lachayim shalo brishus. V'amai yuchal lakadish bazeh. Alkein nira dein kankadushin vade el asafik ki nira li barer. Says the Taz, safik mukudashus. I'm not so clear that it has transferred. So machlokas. Ramo and the Taz. If you look at the Chachma Shlomo, says, on the bottom here, near Beinai, Ayin Beishmuel, Ubataz, and he quotes that maybe it depends. It depends how much you ate. Dehechi da'achal ha'orech kitei savo. What if I ate a whole portion? I ate enough that you would have expected me to eat. So then, az ha'moser chozel ha'balabayas. Di'ish umdana da'lo hikna lo raka de'achilaso. Avalim tzimtzeim. What if I know I want to be mekadesh this woman next to me? So I'm going to eat only half a portion. I'm going to take the other half a portion. So then you had in mind that I should have that. Avalim tzimtzeim v'lo achal kidei savo. V'yayachol lechol od. You could eat more. V'lo achal zeh avishalo. V'yachol litno l'misha yirtze uke'ein dekaimalan amana tzimtzimov ahusira harayushala. V'zeh achilak nachon l'fiyani yizdaiti be'ezus Hashem yizbarach v'kal lohavin. Okay. That's what he likes, that chilek. But again, that's the interesting about whose portion, who owns it when I put food in front of the guests. So again, that I think this brisa that's quoted here has relevance to that, but I don't think it's machria either way in that sugya. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Hativon. So this is now, the Rasilio explains, this is a kasha back on the first mandamar. The mandamar that said that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who says, again, that matana is not kemecher. Hari meiser behema divrei yakol eino nimkar. 1 second. What about meiser behema? Meiser behema can't be sold. Vat amret nitem matana. And yet meiser behema can be given as a gift. How do we know that? It's known, right? We know that, right? So avzen nitem matana. So too this meiser sheni should be able to be given matana. Meaning, just because something can't be sold doesn't mean it can't be given matana. Don't compare the context of Yovel, mecher, matana, to other contexts of being mocher, dvarim shebekdusha. So you see from here that equation is broken. Maaser behema can't be sold, but can't be given. So that's all, what? It's only according to Rabbi Meir? Doesn't sound that way. Sounds like everybody would agree to that. So that's why this Hativon rejects opinion number one, that the Mishnah would only have to be according to Rabbi Meir. So we have number one, maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Number two, maybe it's like Kuli Alma. Number three, Rabbi Mana, the opposite. Lo Amar Kein Ela K'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Meir. Now we get to the other Rabbi Meir. The third time we're having this in the Masechta on Dav Gimel, right? Rabbi Meir of Meiser Sheni. Why? Rabbi Meir holds Meir Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Right? It's as if it's connected to be like a carbon. Like, remember the Ramban in the first mitzvah that he's Mosef on that he said the Ramban forgot. The Ramban says that the mitzvah is Meiser Sheni, just like Mitzvah Dikachim. Right? Even though we might not possibly like Rabbi Meir, but he still holds that of that idea. So, the Mishnah that says you're allowed to give it as a present must be not like Rabbi Meir. Only Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Asa, Oso, Kinechasav. Because Rabbi Yehuda says Meiser Sheni is like Mamon Hedyot, Kinechasav. So that's the third approach. And the Gemara is going to reject that. Hativon, is that really true? Just because something is mamon gavoa, you can't sell it? Remember we quoted the Reb Chaim yesterday that had that chilek? Maybe it only has dinim of mamon gavoa, but it's not mamish? So that's the Gemara asks. Sarah Meiser Behema, like we just said. Meiser Behema, Debre Yakol, Enokin Nechasev. Meiser Behema, everybody agrees, is not. It's a carbon. Right? Everybody agrees. You put that animal through the fence, everybody agrees it's a carbon. Vata Amar Nitem Matana. But yet you could give Meiser Behema as a gift. And therefore, just because something is mamon gavoa doesn't mean it can't be given as a gift. So we ask a kasha, after the dust settles, number one and number three had kashas on them. Right? And number two, in the middle, that the mission is going to everybody, that's the only one that we didn't ask kashas on, according to the way that we had the reading of the Gemara. Okay. So now we get to the next daf. Two dafim or so are about the tangent that our Mishnah brought. This Masechta is about Meiser Sheni. But the Mishnah, what's we're talking about, things that you're limited in terms of selling, right? Meiser Sheni you can't sell. So we quoted two other Dvarim Shevikdusha. We spoke about Meiser Behema and Bechor. Meiser Behema, as we said, is that every 10 sheep, you count them out, and Bechor. So what did the Mishnah say? Let's remember. Meiser Behema, you can't sell Tam Chai. It's not yours. If you have a Meiser Behema, it's a carbon. You can't sell it. It's not yours. And you can't sell it Chai V'Shachut if it's Balmum. And you can't be Mekadesh with it. Because that's a carbon. That's a carbon. So let's see what the Gemara says. Even before, but we're relating to Meiser Behema, just two Ha'aras on Meiser Behema. There's an Etziv. Meiser Behema Pashtus. Pashtus is, what do I do with Meiser Behema? I bring it up to the Yerushalayim, I give it as a carbon. It's like a carbon shlamim. Meiser Behema. But the Netziv at the end of Bechukosai says, the Pasuk says, Amayser Behema, V'chol Mayser by Maftir in Bechukosai, V'chol Mayser Bakar Batzon, Kol Asher Yavar Tachaz Hashevet, Ha'asiri Yekodesh Lashem. Yekodesh Lashem, which Pashas means a carbon. Right, Rashi, on the Pasuk. Right, we don't focus on these Rashis, but if we think of it and learn them, we can't just read them in Maver Sejo. We have to learn them. So, Yekodesh, Likarev L'mizbeach Domove Emurav. Right, it's a carbon to sacrifice on the Mizbeach, the Dam and the Emurin. V'habachs basar nechal abaylam. And the baylam get the meat. It's like a carbon shlamim. Shahare lo nimne im shar matanas kuhuna. Meiser is not on the list. The Bryce and Baba Kama. Kuf Yud around, right, in the Bavli, has the whole list of 24 matanas kuhuna. Right, so this is not one of them. V'lo matzinu shei besaro nitan lekohanim. You don't find that this is one of the matanas kuhuna. The baylam eat this. So the Netziv, in the Harchiv Dover, on the end of Bechukosai, I remember 30 or so years ago, I remember Rav Shachter quoted, the Netziv at the end of Bechukosai, and I looked, I couldn't find it. It was in the Hashmatus in the back of Bechukosai. So, Kodesh Lashem, but in the new Hamek Dover, he put it on the page, so I actually could find it. Lo nisparesh yafeh, lumi magia hamaiser. Ubaba Kabbalah demaiser labaylam. Right, so it goes to the Bible, like Rashi says. Mikol Makom says that it's if there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that seems like it's a lachadchila to give it to the Kohen. Hare Matzinu, but Divrei Hayamim beis, Lamed Alevav, Ubnei Yisrael Yehuda Gam Heim Meiser Bakar Vatzon Heviu, Vayitnu Aremos Aremos. Hare Heviu LaKohenim. So it sounds like that was the Minog. Ela Afagav Shehu LaBailim, Mikol Makom Imrotzen Ozen LaKohenim. V'nimsa, says the Netziv, shadin meiser behema, kamo din meiser sheni, t'samechle. T'yafagav shenochal l'baylim b'yirushalayim, mikom akom, hayo l'talmud v'yira, hayinu l'talmidim alom dim yirushalayim. You could also give it away to people learning and the leaders. Kach meiser behema, avagav shu l'baylim, mikom akom, ayinitan l'konim, talmidich hachamim, kamo b'char behema. So that's the Netziv, again, Rashi, and the Netziv, about meiser behema. There's also an important Sefer HaChinuch on Meiser Behema. I mentioned this, I think, in the past. I didn't get to mention this in the Hakdama. I was going to mention it. But the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach, on the Mitzvah Meiser Behema, he talks about why is it that we have so many mitzvahs that get us to Yerushalayim. We have Nedarim and Nedavis to fulfill, and Meiser Sheni and Revai. Why? Because says the Chinuch, even if you can't be in Yerushalayim the whole time, Yerushalayim is an inspiring place. So we want people to be inspired and live their life on an inspired way. So at least if you have all these things to bring to Yerushalayim, somebody from the family will go there. They'll be inspired. Then they'll go back to their family and be mashpia and influence their family. That's the goal. And he writes that on Meiser Behema. Mitoch kach yeh b'chol bayis u'bayis mikol Yisrael ish chacham yodea ha-Torah Asher Yelamid v'chachmasol kol beis aviv. There should be a rabbi in every family. Uvachein, not really. Just a spiritual influencer in every family. That's true. Uvachein, and through this, timali ha'aretz de'as Hashem. So if you have to send somebody from the family to Yerushalayim to bring your Maisha Sheini and to bring your Bikurim to give everything. Ki im chacham echad levad yeh ba'ir afilo asara. If there's only one chacham or 10, yu harbe mibnei adam sheba'ir v'koshkin anashim v'yeladem shalo yavol levneim. Ki im pamach v'shana. Once a year, twice a year. This way, because there are so many mitzvahs that force us to be consumed in Yerushalayim, that's going to force family, more than just a couple of people in the city, to go, to come back, and to share their experiences, and to uplift. And that's the purpose of Meiser Behema, among the other mitzvos related to Yerushalayim. Okay, so Meiser Behema, so the next line in the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sell a Meiser Behema, chai tamim. Right, when it is tam, it's unblemished, and it's alive. You're not allowed to sell it. Mashma, what is that mashma? You're not allowed to sell it tam chai. Mashma, that if it's tam shachut, then you can't sell it. Ask the Gemara, hashoche mutter. Right, and if it's shechted, it's mutter. Only if it's alive, you're not allowed to sell it. Right, and if it's shechted, it's mutter. The Vilna Gaon says, bitmiya, yoser kedushaso chamura kishenishchat. After a carbon is shechted, it's even more kadosh. Right, when it's alive. It's even more kadosh. Says the Gemara, Tani Derebiana, and you even have a brisa from Rebiana, Lo Shanya, Bein Chai, Bein Shachet, Bein Tamim, Bein Balmum. No, you can't, Meiser Behema is off limits. You can't sell it, period. V'leida milei. So why in our Mishnah tanan chai v'lo shochet? Why does it say you can't sell meiser behema when it's alive? You can't sell it. Period. Can't sell it. Period. So answers the Gemara. You're right. Don't make that diuk. You can't sell it. Period. It just said chai because it's contrasting to the next line of the Mishnah. Begin to nisei de basra. Because the next line of the Mishnah talks about bechor. Bechor, mochrin oso tamim chai. A bechor could be sold tam chai, but not shachut. Once a bechor is shechted, is mamon gavoa. So that's why it says bechor can be sold tam chai. That's why it also says that a maaser sheni can be sold tam chai. But maaser sheni is ladafka. Just wants to be parallel. Ubamum chai b'shachut. Period. So it just wants to be parallel to the next line of Bechar. Interesting. So Bechar and Meiser are discussed here because they're unique types of carbon shlamim, right? We know that in Ezel Makoman, which is the fifth parak of Zvachim, that's all where all the karbanos, all the ABCs. It's a good question of why that's the fifth parak and not the first parak. But in Ezel Makoman, we say in the last Mishnah, after Mishnah Zion is shlamim. That's the classic shlamim rules. And then you have the next Mishnah, Habachar, Vahamaiser, Vahapesach. Those are the three unusual shlamims. Three unusual shlamims. So Karban Pesach has his own Masechta, that's why it's not discussed. And Bechor and Maiser, often they go together, because they have similar yet different rules, Bechor and Maiser. That's why our Mishnah puts them together, Bechor and Maiser, and as we just discussed. So Maiser, Behema, can't be sold, period. Can't be sold, no matter what. Bechor can be sold live when it's a tam, and when it's bamum, it could be sold totally. So, Rabbi Abba, Bar Yaakov, Bishem, Rabbi Yochanan, what's the source? How do you know Maaser Behema can't be sold? So the Psukim say at the end of Ayikra, Ne'mar kan lo yigael, v'ne'mar bechar mekonim lo yimacher v'lo yigael. It says by Maaser Behema, it cannot be redeemed. I mean, you can't change the Kedusha of Maaser Behema, and by Cherme Kohanim, that means if I designate something to go to the Kohanim, it's called a Cherem, a Makrim something, that's another way of giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, you could be Makdish, you could give a Erech, and Makrim is another way. So by Cherme Kohanim, it says, Lo Yimacher, V'lo Yigael. So we have a Gzeir Shava. Ma Lo Yigael Amor B'Cherme Kohanim, Eino Lo Nimkar, V'lo Nigal. The Cherme Kohanim, just like there, it says both, Lo Yimacher, V'lo Yigael. Af Lo Yigael, Hamar Kan. So to the Lo Yigael, by Maaser Behema, both phrases should apply. Eino Lo Nimkar, V'lo Nigal. Right, so if it says the same phrase by both, so then you add on the additional phrase in the place where it doesn't say it. Fine. So that's Maaser Behema can't be sold because of the Gzeir Shava to Cherme Kohanim. Rabbi Yaakov Dromaya, Boy Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov from the south asked Rabbi Yossi, Klum ksiv bibachor lo tibade babamum? By Bechor. Right, what did you say about Bechor? A Bechor can be sold tam chai and bamum, whatever you want. But one second. Look at the psukim. The psukim that say by Bechor, lo tipadeh, that's dafka by a tam. Right? It's clear that that's by a tam. The pasuk in Bamidbar, Yurches Yudzayin, says the Marafulta, here quotes the pasuk. He says, betamu dechsiv, right? Betamu dechsiv. And if it's by a tam, so how do you know anything about bamum? Let's read the Gemara. Klum ksiv bebechar lo tifadeh bebalmum? Is that pasuk by a balmum? No. The pasuk not by a balmum. And therefore, how do you know that a balmum can be sold? Look at the Mara folder. Bishlama betam. By tam, I know, because the pasuk's about tam. It says it can't be redeemed. Mashma, it can't be redeemed, but it can't be sold. Ava mechira de koi mutter. But balmum, the pasuk doesn't talk about. So how do you know by a balmum is allowed to be sold? So the Gemara answers, Maaser Behema lo chilka hatorah ben chai ben shachar mitam be balmum. If by Maaser Behema there are no chilukim, it's all asur. By Bechor, there aren't going to be chilukim, it's all mutter. And that's how you know the parallel between the two. Right, they don't have any chilukim, le'isur or leheter. Period. Next, the next line of the Mishnah said, you can't marry a girl with Maaser Behema. Ein makachem was isha, it's a karban. It's a karban, it's not mine. Can't be makadish. So tini. Aval, the Brisa says, you can't be married to Maaser Behema because the carbon is not yours. But the accessories, we might call it, the accessories of the animal, Aval Makanshin, Begidov, with the sinews, Batsamov, with the bones, Ubakarnov, with the horns, Ubatlafov, with the hoofs. Right, all the accessories that don't really have full Kedusha, so that can be owned by the man. Again, I don't know how much the girl's going to want them, but if one, again, not that we're actually talking about getting married, but we're talking about halachic bailus. Halachic bailus the highest standard that we always use as the litmus test for halachic bialos is kiddushin. That's always, or hektish sometimes. Remember the Gemara Bava Kama? Gazal on Asashu Abayalim Shneim and Yechon Lakdisho. Zilafishan and Shlova Zilafishan and Bershuso. So hektish and kiddushin are always the litmus test. Do you really own it? Could you be makdish it? Can you be makadish? That's always the nafkamina. Right? Somebody says, Maida hava hava. Right? What's the difference? The halacha applied 2,000 years ago. Oh, if you get married, almanas, that this is the halacha. So kiddushin is always the nafkamina for whatever question you have. So here, not that it's actually going to be done, but we say that these are owned by the person. Amar Belazar, why? How do you know that these must be yours? Because Meiser Behema is called a bracha. And if you don't own any of it, what kind of bracha is that? You have no hana from it. It's fully, fully gavoa. So it says bracha, sheivarechacha. And therefore, it has to be, the bracha has to be, give you some hishtamshus. Right? That's Rechaim Kadievsky also. Right? It has to give you some hishtamshus. So the Gemara says, Vikazi Bivsaro. Oh, so you're telling me bracha? So maybe you could be with the whole thing. Maybe the whole thing, or even the meat. The Gemara says, no. We said up above, we had the Gzera Shava. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Klum Lavdu Meister Ele Michar Mikoanim. You had the Gzera Shava. Machar Mikoanim Mekachem Buena Seisha. Char Mikoanim, you can't get married with. Af, right? We skipped that, we changed. Af Meister Behema, Ein Mekachem Bo as Seisha. So basically, we have two psukim going in, two parts of the pasuk going in opposite directions. It says bracha, which means like it's mine, but you also have the Gzera Shava to Char Mikoanim, which means it's not mine. So Me'akta, the Mara says, okay, so it's not mine. So Me'akta, lo yikachu, lo bi begida, v'lo batzama, v'lo bakarna, v'lo batzlafa. So then nothing should be yours. So the Mara says back, that's why. You got to come up with some balance. Because there's part of the pasuk that includes, part of the pasuk excludes. So you have that chilek. The basar, no. And the other things, yes. Havit surcha, lahid, amar balazar, v'mnei shakasa, b'hem bracha. Right, it says bracha, and therefore you have to come up with this pshara. Right, the rasilia, on the third line on the left. Kivan to trei kroy ksivi chad mukmina na basar v'chad atzamos. Right, you do one and one. Fine. So that is all. We're still within the world of Maisa Behema. So what have we learned so far? Maisa Behema, you're not allowed to sell. You're not allowed to sell Maisa Behema. Right, you can't get married to Maisa Behema. And we said what we said before that Maisa Behema started off with you can't sell tamim chai shochet mutter. No. Period. You can't sell Maisa Behema. That's the special din gzeira shava learned out from Cherme Kohanim. So says the Gemara now. What about the following case? Reb Yudin Boy. Again, what if the man is very poor? He has nothing. And he says to the woman, all I have is this Meiser Behema animal. I really want to get married with it. So what do I do? I say to the woman, Amar Leisha, Mishchi Li Meiser Behema Zeh. You know, pull this animal, pull this sheep. Shetiskachi Li Bo L'Acher Shechita. That you shall be married to me after Shechita, or the Maraful Day as in, Begidin with the Gidin. Right, the sinews are in the animal. So while the animal's alive, I guess you can't separate the gidim from the flesh. But if a man basically says, you know, Hariyam Kudeshesli, you know, with the gidim after it's shechted. I don't know why the Mefarshim here on the page don't seem to talk about the sugya of Davar Shel Bala Olam. That it's kind of like Lachar Shet Eskayer, this Gairi, big sugyas and Mesechet Kedushin. They don't relate this to the sugya. I guess because the following line, as we'll see. What's the issue here? The issue is, Me'achar sheyesh biyado lishchot mukudeshes mikvar. Do we say that, well, the marriage kicks in right now because you can shechta right now if you want to? So it's keilu you did it. That's called the sugya called biyado. Keilu you did it. Oh, lachar shechita. Or do we say, no. Even if that concept of biyado doesn't work here, and therefore the kedushin will only kick in after shechita when she could really enjoy the gidin, when she could really enjoy and get value for the items that are hers. Look at the marafold on top. Lachar shechita. Dilu hashta boda behema chaya ein lo bailam bashum zechia. Shechel kadosh bo isha. While the animal's alive, she can't get any anah from it. Right? And that's why the question is, right, do you say, because he can't shecht it, it works. Right? Third skinny line. V'kol sheviyado la'asos lav kemechuser maisa dami. Right? Whatever it's in your control to do, it's considered as if you did it. Lav kemechuser maisa. And nasa ki'ilu shachta u'ki'ilu kfar higiyu ha'kidushin liyada. As if it's already shechted. Hol v'zachs le'ben ha'ashem echayim. Or do you say no? Obviously nafkamina if somebody she gets married in between to somebody else. So that's the question the Gemara asks, and there is no answer given to that question. Interesting. So the kinyan, though, what's the kinyan being done here? You need a nesina. Right? Every kidushin needs a maisa nesina. Right? If a man puts money on the floor and says, here, go pick it up, right? That's not a marriage. So what's going on here? It must be that he is handing her the animal and she is pulling the animal. That's the kinyan. Right? And that's what the Marasilio here says. To behemadakta and dictates the Mashicha. The last line on Amud Aleph, behemadakta, nikneh Mashicha. Behemadakta, right? Sheep are nikneh with Mashicha. Right, with the Kinyan Mashicha. There is a question, what exactly, and there's so much about Kinyanim that we could talk about, but Rav Asher Weiss has the Chakira. There are other Chakiras within Mashicha also, but if you look at the new volume of on Chumash, so he has in Bahar, Simin Ayin He is all about Kinyanim, which we'd like to mention that one, but I'll do a different one today. Simin Ayin Vav, Be'inyan Kinyan Mashicha Mesira V'Hagbah. Right, about pulling Mashicha, Mesira, giving over the reins, Hagbah, lifting something up. So there he has the Chakira of Mashicha. Every kinyan reflects something about your bialus, and that's why it works. Mashicha could be one of two, though. Not so clear which one it is. One world of kinyanim is bringing something into my rishus. My chatzer, I'm holding, anything that's brought into my rishus, that's one world of kinyanim. So is that what Mashicha is doing? I pull something, and that now it's in my rishus. By pulling it, it's in my rishus. Kind of more of like the result. The result of the Mashicha. Right? Is that how well, Mashicha should be in the world of the kinyanim that are about rishus? Or, no. Mashicha is what we might call a reflection of Hafganas Bailas. It's a reflection of an owner. An owner acts in a certain way. We have a comment as Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka. You act like an owner, that makes you the owner. You dig. You put up a fence, you take down a fence. You put on a lock on a door. You open the door. Even opposite actions could be kinyanim. But the root, the secret of all of Kinyan Chazaka is Hafganas Bailas. A reflection of ownership. So maybe that's what Mashicha is. I'm pulling it. That shows that I'm the owner. So is Mashicha in the world of Rishus, or is Mashicha in the world of Chazaka? So he assumes it's a goes through many, many pages here. He starts off, Machlokas Rashi Ritva. Rashi Ritva about the Ritva calls, Mashicha hi Chazaka shel metaltalin. Uses that Lashon. Chazaka shel metaltalin. Chazaka. Right? And the Rashi there seems to say otherwise. No, it's different than Chazaka. Again, Kinyan Chazaka is Kinyan Mashicha. Every Kinyan could be analyzed in that way, but we'll have to continue now. Okay, says the Gemara. So that question was not answered. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Bob Bar Mamo. What happened to the Hagoni Meister Behema Shachaveiro? You have Meister Behema, I steal it. Imayakaya Machzirlo Beino. If it's still around, you have to give it back. Mitzvah Heshav Asakzela. Achlo, what if I ate it? What if it got destroyed? Masha Achal Achal, I do not have to return it. Why? I did an Aveira. But guess what? It wasn't yours. Was it really yours? It was Mamon Hedyo. Just Mamon Hektish. It was a carbon. So just like you can't sell it and you can't be Makadish with it, so I don't have to pay you back. Rebbe Lezer, B'Shem Rebbe Mana, Ein Omrim Lo, because after all, Ein Omrim Lo, Sheitein Malta. If somebody steals a half a pruta, do you tell them to give back a half a pruta? O Pachas V'Shara Pruta, or something, a kli that was worth Pachas V'Shara Pruta, Ein Omrim Lo, Sheitein. Meaning it's nothing. It's not worth anything. So too, that's the mashal here. The Meister Behema wasn't worth anything to you, right? You couldn't sell it. You couldn't be Makadish with it. So I stole it. I'm a bad guy. Okay, you could have brought it as a carbon. But, says Rabbi Mana, this is a support to what Rabbi Baba Mamel just said, and that is, you don't have to give it back if it's so small. Amar Rabbi Chinina, by the way, just a limit. Hadad de Tamar k'sheinu yafesh shavapruta meikaro. That's only if it wasn't worth a shavapruta when you stole it. Meaning, you stole less than a shavapruta, so you did an aveira. But there's no chiyuv hashava, right? The Rambam is clear, both in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva and the beginning of Hilchos Gzeila. We don't have time to get into the differences. There are slight differences, and we've spoken about this in the past, but the Rambam says in the first halach, Hilchos Geneva, kol agonev mamon mishave pruta v'mala over alos aseh. Gzeila, kol agonev shave pruta. Doesn't say shave pruta v'mala. Why is that difference? Not for now. But he does say, Aser lignov kol shehu din Torah. The Issa d'Oraisa is on kol shehu, even less than a pruta. The chiyuv hashava is only when there's a pruta. Only when there's a pruta, that's the context of the Rambam. But here, when do we say that he does have to give it back when it wasn't worth a pruta when he stole it? Avalam hayash yafesh shava pruta meikara omim lo sheitein. But if it was worth a shava pruta, so then we say that he has to give, because it went down in value. But still, it was worth a you stole. You did a maisa geneva for the shava pruta, and therefore you have a chiyuv to make do and make good on your maisa. Good. By the way, Magen Mishnah there on the Rambam also looking of Kol Shu. The Magen Mishnah says kedin chatzi shir biisur. That's the Magen Mishnah. Chatzishir. So we've quoted that, first of all, to prove that the Chatzishir doesn't only apply to Yisurei Macholos Asuros. Right? We quote the Magen Mishnah here in Geneva and Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet by Borer on Shabbos. They both quote Chatzishir in other contexts, right? Which is against that Chacham Tzvi, who says it only works because you show that by eating the half, that shows, right, that you're a Machshevet, Achshevet. But these two, okay, this also might be an Achshevet, but Borer, it's a little trickier. But either way, this is about Meiser Behema. What the Gemara goes into now is all about Bechor. So really, the Bechor topic starts now. So let's stop here by Bechor. But again, first Meiser Behema we just quoted. Then we're going to have all about Bechor. And then, Hashem, we will get back to, after the end of tomorrow's daf, we get back into Meiser Sheni, which is this Masech was about. But it's all good to learn Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rish, Meiser Behema, Bechor. All these halachas are crucial for us to know. Okay, we'll stop here.